Greece has been hit by rolling blackouts as employees at the main power utility began 48-hour rolling strikes to protest the company's privatization. The sell-off of state assets in the power company is a major step in a 50 billion euro privatization drive that must be completed by the year 2015. It is part of highly unpopular austerity plans that must be passed by Parliament by the end of the month if Greece is to get the next 12 billion euro installment of its 110 billion bailout. The country's prime minister today faces a vital confidence vote in the new government he announced on Friday when he reshuffled his cabinet amid a major political crisis. Lydia O'Kane spoke to Vanessa Rossi, associate fellow in international economics at the UK-based research institute Chatham House, about Greece's economic predicament.
But I think at the moment the ball's back in the Greek court. They really have to look hard at what options they want to take. If they really want to go down the default route, possibly even a euro exit, then of course they're free to vote for this and choose to do so. But if that's not the solution that the EU is imposing. The EU would very much like to find a more orderly route towards resolving Greece's future.
I mean, has Greece done all it can previously with regard to austerity measures, or is it a case that they haven't done enough?
Well, unfortunately, it's no good going back over the last years to look at how the debt problem has been built up. Since the debt problem became apparent and efforts have been made to address that, then I think, to be fair, Greece has tried quite hard to meet the conditions. And, of course, imposing yet tougher conditions, as many people point out, may actually be counterproductive now at this point. Nevertheless, there are some issues that Greece could still negotiate and put on the table. And, of course, part of that is to do with privatisations, reforms, deregulation, measures which could take further both the opportunities to repay the debt and the opportunities to restart the economy.
I mean, is it a possibility that Greece could go back to the drachma, or is that just not going to happen?
Well, on a very short basis, it's extremely difficult to see how that could happen. It's quite a time-consuming process to put in order a new financial system. But most relevant is the fact that any attempt to do so would leave Greece probably in a much greater financial crisis on the immediate time horizon than trying to pursue the orderly default route that the EU is offering Greece. And the people in Greece are free to choose, but they should become much more aware than I fear they are of the consequences of going down this disorderly route.
There was one comment made saying that the bailout would not help the people of Greece and that it wasn't an assistance for Greece and, in fact, Greece was being sacrificed to save the euro. Would you agree with that in any shape or form?
I think this is not really the case. I do believe that every effort quite genuinely has been made by both Brussels and European partners to help Greece, both in the past in terms of providing more loans than they perhaps should have provided, but also now in terms of offering further assistance. Nevertheless, it's true that in its own interest, it is necessary for the rest of the Eurozone to look at trying to ring-fence the Greek problem in case Greece does decide to go down the disorderly default route. It's necessary to look at protection mechanisms for other struggling economies such as Portugal and Ireland, and that's only fair that they have to do so. That's not saying that they're sacrificing Greece for the sake of these countries, but it is necessarily recognising the priorities that the EU has to set for other countries as well as Greece.
We've seen the Greece problem, and you mentioned there Ireland and Portugal, two other countries that have also sought bailouts. Is this situation, the economic situation in general, are we going to see a further decline in the fortunes of some of these countries, or is there any light at the end of the tunnel?
Well, I think for Ireland, for example, if we could set aside the banking issues, and there's much discussion about how much there should be a more European-wide regulation and system for banking, if we could set those on one side, then actually Ireland is well on its way to being able to turn the corner and resolve its problems. Portugal's had a more long-term persistent problem in finding a growth model for itself. It's not just a recent issue, but nevertheless, I think they now are spurred to make greater serious efforts to look at those problems and intend to do so. And, of course, we shouldn't ignore the fact that Spain is also struggling, perhaps was the greatest of the unemployment problems, the burdens that we see across the Eurozone. In many ways, a much greater burden than that we're seeing in Greece, and yet so far has not required a bailout. So a lot of economies are trying to work very hard to overcome problems. And I think that in part is the difficulty of being frustrated with the Greek negotiations, where so much time is being taken up by perhaps an economy not quite willing to take the same harsh measures to try to resolve its problems.
What about countries maybe like China? There's been rumblings about China offering to help in some shape or form. Is that a good or a bad idea?
Well, I don't think it's wise to turn down offers of help too quickly. It depends, of course, though, what they are. In the China case, I think it's clear that they have been quite keen to put real investment into some areas such as Greece. There is already the deal about the Port of Piraeus and potentially the railway lines to link that to deliveries of goods towards Eastern Europe. That would be helpful, of course, for Chinese business, but it's also extremely useful for the Greek economy. If Greece is turning its face against such investments, then I think that's probably making its own growth recovery much more difficult, and for probably not too good a reason. So I worry that there's not the interest in attracting investment like this when it's quite necessary. From the financial point of view, though, I think China and other Asian investors are quite cautious about the periphery of Europe, partly because it's extremely difficult to understand where the financial position is going. So we have to be careful about the types of investments international investors are going to be interested in these circumstances, when we in Europe already have difficulties understanding it ourselves.